time.
Like us. Follow us. Just don't touch that dial.
You don't know where that finger's been.
Charlottesville's homepage, Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning. Ted's D morning coming to a close as we sit here marveling at yet another city manager out the door. We're changing city managers faster than Liz Taylor changed husbands. Do you want it? I still say that perhaps the only person that used it started as a little tongue-in-cheek joke, but all right. Give me a call back at 434-964-1075. Started out as a little bit of a joke, but I'm starting to wonder if the only person qualified to be city manager is Mike Ferruccio. That's just, if anything, it'll keep him out of the house, right? You think about it. Guy understands law enforcement. Guy understands city management. Guy understands building an enterprise and treating employees and dealing with employees and making sure they get the job done. Think about it. Now, let me get to you at 434-964-1075. Who's this?
Just calling about an overturned vehicle on 29 South, just north of Red Hill Road.
Did you? Is everyone okay?
Yeah, it seemed like everybody was okay. The police are just getting there. The right lane's closed, but it's kind of on a blind corner as you're passing Red Hill Road, so...
I'm seeing my speed cameras are showing me the slowdown for it, but they're not. I don't have a police report on it yet. Thank you for the heads up on it, though. So it's south on. Is it going heading northbound or southbound? South of Red Hill.
Northbound 29 South.
All right, like past the elementary school and all that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the heads up on that. There you go, Monacan Trail, just before you get to Red Hill Road, an overturned vehicle there on the spot for you at 434-964-1075. Yeah, you appoint him city manager. But the problem with the city manager issue isn't Chip Boyles any more than it was Teron Richardson. It's this concept of doing things for other people. So we're going to create this autocracy, and it's going to be there supposedly to do things for people, and people who are elected to counsel them are fussing with them. Now, I remember dear friends who held the seat on city council, like Holly Edwards, complaining at great length to me about how city staff treated city councilors at the time like a necessary evil, not necessarily somebody to be worried about in one way or another. Good morning, who's this?
Hey, this is your friendly neighborhood law enforcement officer calling.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to give you a quick little comment here on the city manager's departure and the whole new era of Charlottesville government.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yet another one. Like I said, we're changing city managers faster than Liz Taylor changed husbands. But go ahead. What's on your mind about it?
The problem is that the people suffering inside the city of Charlottesville are the citizens. It's not the government.
Oh, yeah.
The government's never going to suffer. The city council is never going to suffer. The people at the top are never going to suffer. The people who are going to suffer are the citizens. They're going to suffer from lack of attention paid to them, attention paying to new city managers, new people making lots of money to come here and supposedly try to turn around a place that had realistically one really bad incident.
Well, but it had that really bad incident because people wanted to be seen as famous on TV. And this befalls my brothers and sisters. We need to be more judicious about the attention we give people. And at the end of the day, the real problem is the fact that whether it be Nikia Walker or Heather Hill or Wes Bellamy or Kristen Sakos or Dave Norris and Kevin Lynch, these people keep getting elected to city council on the backs of poor people saying, elect me and I'll make it better for you. Juan Diego Wade and Brian Pinkston are going to be the next two slices of the same bologna. And really what the problem is that they're in the way of the opportunities for the people to get up and do their own thing And they're just being told, stay in the public housing reservations and hopefully no stray bullets come through the wall.
Right. And God forbid, law enforcement try to take action and make places safer because, we get called if that happens.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate you keep doing what you're doing. We're going to try to get some function here in Dysfunction Junction. At some point, logic's going to have to reign supreme. You have a great day, sir.
All right, you too.
Joe Thomas now. Lars Larson at 6. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Dysfunction Junction.
I don't pop kids with behavioral problems.
Charlottesville Mayor Nikaya Walker saying she was blindsided by City Manager Chip Boyle's decision to resign.
The other counselors were discussing it, and it's clear by now that they're having conversations that I'm not included in. First of all, he should have been terminated for his action, so he shouldn't have had the opportunity to resign.
Councilman Lloyd Snook says,
yeah, we suspect we're getting taped because it's just not a pleasant experience because those conversations ended up getting used against us later on.
He wishes things would have ended differently.
I think that Chip was doing excellent work as the city manager. He was doing exactly what we hired him to do.
The city now has two leadership positions that are open, city manager and police chief.
I don't pop kids with behavioral problems.
I think we have a new theme song for City of Charlottesville Municipal Government, and it ties into something that Charles just wrote in to Joe at WCHV.com. He writes in, hey, Joe, what else can we ask the National Guard to do? As we were talking about conservative talk show hosts who apparently are of the mind that it would be a really keen idea to send the National Guard in wherever there's an emergency. I don't think they've completely game played that all the way out. But then again, a lot of conservative talk show hosts also thought the Patriot Act was a good idea as well. Charles writes in, I know it was a rhetorical question, but how about send in the National Guard to run the city of Charlottesville for a while? Oh, my goodness, Charles. Good one right there. Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Joe. It's Chris. How are you?
Good, Chris. How's this morning on the gaslit streets of Dysfunction Junction?
Well, sometimes you peg it. You hit the nail right on the head. And sometimes you get a little bit more pressure on the head of that nail than normal. And that's what you're doing right now.
And sometimes I hit my thumb square on. But anyway, so what did I hit with our characterization of our Dysfunction Junction here?
Well, when you get a woman in power like Nikaya Walker, and she totally makes her leadership style irrelevant by talking about stained sheets and mocking people and dehumanizing people with one entry on Facebook or whatever platform she uses. You just gotta hope that she goes away and never goes back into those chambers ever again under any circumstances. Of course, she probably will, and that's her right, and that's fine. But as being free people, we can have our free speech and we can have our free thought. And I think a lot of people in this city, well, town, as far as I'm concerned, would really like it if she would just stay away. You've done nothing to help us. You've just divided us more. You've removed some war monuments, and you've insulted people, called them names, and we don't need that kind of thing. And the thing is that we've got so many highly educated people. We've got one of the best public universities in the country, if not the best public university in the country. You get people that get these degrees and education and science and medicine and all this, And they're, right now, they're acting like some of the most stupid people that I have encountered in my life.
Yeah,
I've been alive for 60 years, Joe, and I've been in Charlottesville most of that time. And these people now that have been running the show for the past 10 years are some of the most stupid, lame people that I've ever seen, and they're almost heinous.
Well, let me ask you, because that's a good point, and I often, with tongue in cheek, will say they've been educated so much they've become stupid. I'm sure you've had friends who have told you, "Oh no, I can drink myself sober." I think you can educate yourself dumb sometimes, or overload. But but really, truly, what I think it is that they're not making decisions based on right and wrong, good or bad. They're making decisions based on consultant-driven ideas of what will appear popular to the people we need to show up and vote for, whoever we need them to show up and vote for. And in this particular case, it's Terry McAuliffe. So they want to do the things that will help Terry get elected governor. And that's not what we elect people to do. They should be making decisions based on right and wrong, don't you think?
Yeah, it's not their motive is not right and wrong, because they don't care about Christians. And they don't care about the Judeo-Christian work ethic. They would rather see it go away. They don't care about innocence in children. They don't care if a child looks at pornography. They think it's okay.
They'll put it on the school shelf.
If a university student wants to walk down the corner with her short pants and the cheeks of her buttocks sticking out in public,
not that
she doesn't care. She doesn't care if there are children in the car going by and seeing her expose herself like that in public. These people are about power. That's their motive. When they try to do things properly and they try to do things so that they get their results, it has nothing to do with right and wrong. It's got all to do with power.
But
they want to affect power.
But Chris, you and I have been here for 14 years together now doing this dance. Has there been any reduction in the number of poor people in Charlottesville that can be connected to any of the city councilors, whether it be Kevin Lynch or Satendra Hooja or Holly Edwards or Joe, Holly may have done some stuff for it back in her day, but certainly through Nakiah Walker and Heather Hill and Lloyd Snook, have they improved the existence of any of the poverty-stricken in Charlottesville whose best job opportunity is muling for MS-13, and hopefully they don't run afoul of human resources and wind up floating in the Rivanna River? Has anyone done anything? I'm greatly frustrated by this. This is what got me so upset with Wes Bellamy more than anything else, was the con game he played. And Nakiah Walker plays the same con game. But you know what? So does Heather Hill. So does Michael Payne. So what has Senator McGill done to help somebody find a job that keeps them out of poverty, that helps them not have to live in public housing? Where have they been doing these things? Meanwhile, they're doing these penny ante little urination contests, Chris, in order to be seen as powerful somehow. You know what power is? As Joe Biden's proving, deregulate the city so that jobs could start opening up here, and maybe we wouldn't need to worry about who the city manager was. Hey, Chris, you have a great morning, sir. Thank you for your testimonies.
You said it right on the nail.
Oh, here we go again. Dysfunction Junction.
I don't pop kids with behavioral problems.
Now, you left your hat, and when you get your hat, take that compromise with you. See you later.
Mr. Bellamy.
Locally sourced, hand-picked, and craft-roasted news every morning with Joe Thomas in the morning and all day on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Charlottesville Mayor Nakiah Walker saying she was blindsided by City Manager Chip Boyle's decision to resign.
The other councilors were discussing it, and it's clear by now that they're having conversations that I'm not included in. First of all, he should have been terminated for his action. So he shouldn't have had the opportunity to resign.
Councilman Lloyd Snook says,
yeah, we suspect we're getting taped because it's just not a pleasant experience because those conversations ended up getting used against us later on.
He wishes things would have ended differently.
I think that Chip was doing excellent work as the city manager. He was doing exactly what we hired him to do.
The city now has two leadership positions that are open, city manager and police chief.
Yes, here we are. I think we found a new Charlottesville theme song. And believe me, if there was a medication for it, I think we would have been prescribed it already. And at the end, you know, and you say, why? What is the upside to this? 434-964-1075. There's only one upside. There's only one reason for all this dysfunction: to hide the fact that they haven't done crap. They have a $192 million budget and nothing to show for it. I don't even know where they get most of the $192 million. They'll walk past all the empty storefronts. Joe, don't talk about the empty storefronts. You got pinheads like Rick Randolph and all of his engineering degrees and all of his planning certificates telling us that, you know, oh, we don't need economic development. We have UVA. So what, I'm supposed to wait and see if UVA wants to buy some T-shirts for me? Some UVA professor needs his oil change? Say yes, sir? I mean, it's amazing. Alexandria Occasional Cortex will say that working for Amazon is akin to being a slave, but we got people like Rick Randolph saying that we don't need economic development, we should just wait for somebody at UVA to need us to do something for them. Which, I mean, there's nothing wrong. We need dry cleaners. We need, you know, lawn care, and they should be well compensated for their efforts. If you're a gifted landscaper, you should be compensated justly for that effort. But to say that's it, and this is what all this dog and pony show with, oh, nobody likes Nakia Walker. Well, grow a set, Nancy. You all have to. She was elected, and I know it's not popular to take Nakia Walker's side in something, because as far as the and I'm just going to share this. I'm not going to get into names, but I was part of the One Small Step program yesterday, and at the end, the person I was participating with was somebody known to you and me, and they've even held the same position as Nakia Walker. And they said to me, they said, it's been interesting to figure out how, you know, and I was concerned and I didn't know, but it's been fun realizing that you can talk to somebody that you disagree on issues. And I said, well, hang on a second here. I'm going to disagree with that statement. And I said, if I could nuance it, I don't think the issue is what we disagree on. I truly believe it's the format of it. Nakia Walker says there's too many poor people in Charlottesville without, you know, enough money to, you know, they're living in public housing. Guess what? I agree with her wholeheartedly. Is city council, managing the city behind closed doors with construction paper up on the window? Hell yeah. And I'm not necessarily thrilled with them doing that either. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. But at the end of the day, the issue that they want you to hide from, that they don't want you to pay any attention to, is the fact that there's more poor people, save for the efforts of Ridge Schuyler and Frank Squilacci and the folks at Network to Work, than anyone on city council. I mean, Ridge was on with us a couple of weeks back, 10th anniversary of his very first Orange Dot report, and said that they've gotten the percentages down from 29% of people in Central Virginia couldn't afford to live in Central Virginia when they did their first report. They've got that number down to 22. That's Herculean. But what all this dog and pony show is to distract you from the fact that they have not done bupkis towards better job opportunities and things like that. Before we get to our contestual business, let me get to you at 434-964-1075. Who's this?
It's Greg. don't know what happened, but just real quickly, I know you're going out. It's not government or city government's job to house people, feed people. It is the individual's responsibility, not government, and that's what's wrong. They're leveraging all this social justice, and therefore they can't govern our city.
Well, isn't it the same as Joe Biden saying, I'll fix the Port of Los Angeles, as if that's his job?
Yeah, just work overtime. That's the answer. Maybe if all the people here in the city worked overtime, there wouldn't be poverty.
There was a memo that Woods was circulating. A friend of mine worked for Hewlett-Packard, and the memo said, work harder, make fewer mistakes. So maybe that's what we...
That's the answer, old Joe boy.
Thank you, Greg. I'm glad you called back. And thank you for listening. Friday convenes tomorrow. Till then, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
From the Governor's Mansion to City Hall, all of the election 2021 coverage you need at the top of every hour, right here on WCHV.